Hey there, it's Dane Reinhardt bringing you the President's Perspective, a conversation between current and future leaders of NAHU. Thanks for joining us today, Yun. It's nice to have you involved. And for those that don't know Yun, she is currently the LPRT National Chair and comes from a long lineage of Texas LPRT National Chairs, Mike preceding you. So thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it. And I'm really excited to be here sitting, well, virtually, sitting with you and David to talk today.
So I know Yun because our companies do work together, but another, I think, big partnership to come out of this is not only the succession, but also Benefit Mall and its huge connection with NAHU and what that means to all of us. Not only Yun, but also, let's see, our mutual friend, Mr. Mordo, also works for Benefit Mall, as does Misty Baker, who will be ledge chair under Kelly Fristo.
Yes.
So just a long history of people at Benefit Mall being involved in NAHU. That's, I think, really an important part of the relationship and the business. I think we all work well together, and that's been important.
I think that's a great point, and thank you for bringing that up. And I, myself, being that we work with this general agency, and I've been there for quite some time, and our clients are the brokers. So being able to have the networking that we have through the broker channels is great. And as a general agency, you know, we talk with all the different carriers nationwide. Just being able to have a wealth of knowledge throughout the company is great.
Absolutely. I mean, I think from my end, again, those partnerships, but also because ultimately we're all trying to serve the brokers and keep people from screwing stuff up and making sure they're successful and everything else. I think it's helpful to kind of let you start a little bit, you know, with kind of your background, how you got to this, but also you said you've been with Benefit Mall for a while. I think a lot of people in Texas know you well, but I think your involvement's really important. So I'd love to hear that for my own good.
Thanks. I started out, funny enough, in college, just trying to figure out what I wanted to do and ended up going to a recruiting agency and got a job as a nanny. And then I also got a job at an insurance office for Aetna and went to go work there for a short time and worked in claims and provider relations. So that was interesting. Jumped out of that and went to a broker's office and started my career in insurance, got my license there. They gave me a chance to start learning insurance, start selling, understanding, you know, the difference between a PPO and an HMO. Back then, and this was back in the mid-90s. So we had, of course, 17 to 18 different medical carriers that we could choose from at the time, long before it dwindled down to where you would just have maybe four or five, maybe six in certain places. And then that started my career in staying in insurance. And at some point working at that broker's office, I decided I wanted to make it a career. And from there went to another broker's office. From there went to Pacific Life, who I loved, Pac Life, and thought I would retire there someday. Until the Pacific Care acquisition and then the merger with UHC. Went to another broker's office and then from there went to Benefit Mall. And I started in Benefit Mall in 2006 and started as an inside sales rep and then moved to an outside sales rep position. And then a little over 2 years ago, I got hired into the market director for North Texas. And I've loved every bit of it. It was one of those companies where, you know, you come to and you start to feel like it's home. When I came to Benefit Mall, it was a much smaller office. I still work at the corporate location, but you know, at the time we only had maybe 80 employees total within our corporate office, and then nationwide we had maybe another 100 or so, and it was just a close-knit family. And as we've grown over the years with technology, with company-wise, I just feel like it's a great place for growing in my career and then being able to be someplace that I want to stay and retire with these folks. As far as NAHU, Michael Gomez, as you all know, was the chair. And at the time, I think when he started talking with me, he was a vice chair. And he started bringing up the ideas of me joining just on the committee and volunteering. And I thought that was a great opportunity for me to get more involved. And I was already part of the local chapters, but had never really dove into the national. And so he gave me an opportunity to learn about NAHU and start from there. And then as he moved from vice chair to chair, continued to keep me there. And then last year, Val moved into a position and they asked me to be the vice chair then. So I'm really excited about it. I think it's a great program.
I think it's how a lot of us get to that place. And Gomes is a great, great mentor awesome. To a lot of people. He and I traded emails a couple of weeks ago about something. And we seem to occasionally wind up on the same plane because he and his wife used to have a house here in North Carolina. And so between us going back and forth to Dallas, we would run into each other. Love Gomes to death. So I think one of the things that's always interesting to me as somebody who's been involved in NHU for a long time is what LPRT is and how that fits into what we do as an association. In fact, I just took my big eagle to the office in Raleigh. So normally it was sitting back there. So I'm sorry I left the prop. But I think that's an important thing too for people to understand what the fit is and everything else.
And I just want to also thank you, David, because you've been a ongoing qualifier for LPRT and a member. And so that's huge for us to be able to have somebody of your experience and knowledge. And also the fact that you've just continued to keep qualifying. And Dane, also with you, you've qualified with LPRT as well. And so thank you for that. And we continue to just keep wanting to grow our membership. For us, why LPRT? We want to make sure that the members of LPRT understand that this is a way that we want you to be able to distinguish yourself from other brokers, other agencies out there. It's a great tool to be able to have that as your peer networks, to network with each other. There's other qualifiers that are within LPRT that have, their success is their story that we hope that you can share within each other and be able to take that into your own business. Of course, with our LPRT membership, we continue to keep training opportunities for the members and our qualifiers, and then also be able to find ways to give them discounts for either LPRT events or anything that we can find outside of that to bring to them.
One of the really interesting things about being LPRT, and I particularly like, for instance, how the Find an Agent function on the website kind of highlights that LPRT status too. I think that making it stand out, I think, is another real important aspect of what we can do. So I just know often that that's one of those pieces I think we can do more and more to kind of explain to people why and what to do, but it also how ultimately it's not even about a little bit of money you might pay to get that status, but it's also about ultimately the recognition that comes with it in any similar industry group. That's the relationship and what we're ultimately reinvesting in our leading producer roundtable. That's what LPRT stands for. And something I always sometimes have to remind myself about.
The Find Your Agent piece, that is a few years old. And I love that because what that does is allows us to highlight the LPRT within that area. You know, if ever maybe a consumer happens to go through the NAHU website and happens to come across that, or even other brokers that are learning to learn from each other, when they go there and select their zip code in their area, it immediately pops up within that chapter. The top LPRT members will all be listed there in alphabetical order, which is nice. And then underneath that will be all additional agents.
What do you think's next for LPRT, and how do we really kind of keep enhancing that brand and keep making it more relevant?
Well, one of the things that we're trying to do right now is get in touch with LPRT chapter champions. So going to the RVPs within each area, we're asking them to identify someone in their area that would be considered a champion, an LPRT member, and allow them to be able to also pass on the news to each other, help to recruit, just speaking their what has brought them to be able to be qualified to be an LPRT member. And we figured, by word of mouth is usually how this has grown, because everyone happens to see the tag that when you go to the conferences, you see the tag, you see the pins, and also when you find their names, and a lot of brokers will have LPRT behind their name, and people wonder, well, what does that mean? What does that stand for? And so being able to have other members speak on that, helping to get the word out is our big deal, as we're trying to find ways to create champions within areas that we can continue to grow our membership. And also within our committee, we've got a great committee this year. We have a great committee every year, and I've been excited to be a part of it each year. This year, the committee, as I speak with them, I'm finding that everyone has such a great wealth of knowledge, but talking with them, they all have their own kind of specialty that they do. And so we feel like that might be something that we can look at in the future, is looking to our committee to bring forth some of their expertise and generalize it and give that to the brokers as well, to our members in LPRT, maybe creating something per quarter, maybe every other month or something.
I'm ashamed to say that I wasn't aware of the LPRT and the website recognition. I don't know if that puts me in the minority or not, but I think that kind of knowledge or awareness would be great to get connected with Keith and his team on chapter leadership development so that incoming leaders are aware of some of the benefits of LPRT, aside from the pretty statue that you get and just the recognition within NAHU, but externally to be recognized and to be prioritized on a consumer website and things like that, that we could do to promote that externally would be fantastic. Because I know some of our sister organizations like the MDRTs of the world, it's a highly desired status to get to achieve each year, especially for the younger producers on the NAFA side. And I know that we've done this and we've been guilty of it, myself included, over the years of saying, maybe we could be more like NAFA, and we're our own thing and we do our things our own way. But I really love the fact that there is that external recognition on the website. And I think the more we can do to bring that value, because the value to LPRT used to be sometime when I've been on the board over the last 8 years, hey, join and it pays for itself. And that's so unmotivating to me. I think having the value is more than just this cost thing. I love that that's out there. And you know, to the extent that we can collaborate and maybe include that throughout awards, if it isn't, would be terrific.
Thank you. Yeah, we try to make sure that we pop that into some of our communication that we send out on a monthly basis. And of course, we want to also premiere an LPRT member whenever we're talking to the benefit specialist magazines. We try to get one that we can highlight and have them come forth and do an article for us. I know that we did one this month. I believe we premiered a member recently and had them go through that. And I think they should be showing up in the benefits magazine.
Are you aware of any of our members that are using that status to market directly to consumers that got traction in sales and marketing with it?
I don't know for sure offhand. I do know that I see it in a lot of brokers' titles. I see it when I go to their websites. They do have it on their websites. It shows that they're a Soaring Eagle or a Golden Eagle, just highlighting their status within LPRT. And then of course it allows them to have employers ask, well, what does that mean? You know, what does that stand for? I also think that it's great when producers go and share the information on, say, social media, on LinkedIn. If I'm a broker and I see something about NAHU and something's popping up about LPRT and I'm a member, I definitely want to share that on my screen. And then if I happen to have my employers also linked with me on LinkedIn, it's a great way for them to go, well, oh, your name popped up. Oh, that's awesome that you're at this status. You're this elite.
So above and beyond LPRT, I know we're recording this on election day. So we're sitting here and our past selves don't really know what's going to happen in a few hours or the next couple of days. So by the time this comes out, I think one of the funny things is I think all of us have gotten out and voted and we all have different perspectives. And I think that's important. But I'm always interested to hear if people talk to anyone who said, well, I'm just not going to vote. I don't know if you've heard anybody say that to you, Jan. I haven't met that person yet. I've got both of my kids who've already voted. My son, who proudly tells people he canceled out my vote last week. And then my daughter, who is also in Oxford, Mississippi, where Dane's daughter is, has been texting me from the line to vote. And her Spanish teacher, who she kind of likes, but not really, was glad that she was going to be late for class because she was still in line to vote. So,
you know, I haven't heard anyone tell me that they were not going to vote. What I did hear, I've met several people, and I want to say it's 5-6 people that have told me that they didn't vote last time, 4 years ago, they did not vote, and they're voting this time, or they said they've never voted, and this is their first time to vote, and they're within, you know, my age range. I found that interesting to hear people that have neither, you know, didn't have an opinion before, didn't want to, just didn't want to bother with it, and now they're stepping up and going, hey, I need to vote. I want to get my voice out there.
We normally wrap this up with Dane giving everybody his cell phone number so that they can leave it in random places and see who can text him in the middle of the night. I do also want to thank you for having put up with David Mordo on the LPRT board last year. I know
Mordo's
you were
awesome.
To get rid of him.
No, he was awesome.
No, he's not.
He's the one that threw my name out there. Maybe it's punishment. Maybe he's trying to get me back.
Yeah, it is true. He is the one that gave me your name to chat with years ago. Well, thank you very much for joining us, and thank you for all you're doing within your organization, especially for NAHU. As I say each time, please feel free to reach out to me by either texting or calling me. I can be reached at 410-746-5281.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, guys.